麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome once again to this broadcast.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
In this series of messages, I am sharing 15 secrets of positive living from 2 Corinthians.
在这个系列信息里面，我万峰和麦克牧师将要从哥林多后书里头和你分享一下积极生活的15个秘诀。
But I want to begin by pointing out to a natural phenomena that is happening around the world.
但是首先我想指出在现在世界各地都会出现的一个自然现象。
And that is the preoccupation with health and wealth.
就是人是对自己的健康和财富都很关心。
If you watch television commercials and advertising, you notice this phenomena.
如果你有看电视，见到很多的广告，你就会发现这些现象。
We spend enormous amounts of money trying to improve our lives.
我们用很多很多很多的钱来提高我们的生活质素。
And we spend even more money to prolong our lives.
当然花更多的钱来延长我们的寿命。
Now, my listening friend, don't misunderstand me.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你不要误会我所讲的嘢。
I am not telling you that there is something wrong with wanting to be healthy or prosperous.
我不是说健康和财富都是错。
But I'm here to tell you that if you think that finding health, wealth, and prosperity in this life is all that has meaning to you, then you will experience a huge shock.
但是我是说，如果你认为在这一世人是这样去寻求健康和发达的话，就是你全世人的人生目标，你有一天会觉得很震惊。
If the vast majority of your efforts, your time, and your money are focused on health, wealth, and prosperity in this life alone,
因为如果你将自己大部分的精力、时间、金钱都集中在追求今生的健康、财富和昌盛的时候，
Then you are missing out on the very purpose of life.
你就会错过了人生的真正目的。
The very reason why the Son of God left heaven, died on a cross, buried on a borrowed tomb, and rose again on the third day,
知唔知点解上帝嘅儿子要离开天堂，死喺十字架上面，埋葬喺其他人嘅坟墓里面，仲要喺第三日复活啊
？Is so that he may offer everyone who would repent and surrender to him the life of real health and real wealth and real prosperity。
原来系因为耶稣愿意每一个认罪悔改归向佢嘅人。要帮他们，耶稣要赐给他们有生命里头真实的健康、财富和丰盛。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
各位亲爱的朋友，请你留心听我去讲。
It is only when you have taken hold of that real life of health, wealth and prosperity will you be able to experience the life of positive living here and now.
唯有当你掌握了生命里头真实的健康、财富和丰盛的时候，你才可以在这一世人里头过一个积极的生活。
And once you understand this, you have to remind yourself daily.
而一旦你明白了这一点的时候，你应该每日去提醒自己。
And as you remind yourself of what is waiting you, you will live a life of positive living.
当你不断去提醒住自己是要拿到什么的福气，拿到什么的得着奖赏，你就会能够过一个积极的生活。
Like the one that kept the Apostle Paul free from fear in the middle of flogging.
好像保罗那样，因为他知道自己的盼望在哪里，所以他被人鞭打他都不怕。
It freed him from anxiety in the middle of attacks.
他被人攻击的时候都一点焦虑都没有。
Free from being intimidated in the face of death threats.
佢嘅性命受到威胁嘅时候，保罗都唔会俾人吓亲。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul said that this is the very purpose for living.
所以喺哥林多后书第五章嗰度，保罗话呢个就系佢生命嘅目的所在。
The question that you must ask yourself is this.
我哋一定要问自己一样嘢。
Where will you spend your forever?
究竟你永恒嘅归宿喺边度呢？
Will you spend it experiencing the life of true health, wealth and prosperity, or will you spend it in judgment?
你要喺永恒里头享受真正嘅健康、财富、丰盛，定系要接受审判嘅后果呢？
My listening friend, I want to tell you that there is a real heaven and a real hell.
我想告诉你，亲爱的听众朋友，这个世界上面是有天堂，是有地狱的。
Because the Son of God, who created the world, said that there is real heaven and real hell.
因为创造这个世界的上帝的儿子耶稣基督告诉我们，是的确有天堂，的确有地狱的。
And that is why he came from heaven.
这个也都是为什么耶稣基督要从天降世，
so that whomsoever will believe in him，
所以凡亲愿意信耶稣基督的人，
will go to heaven with him，
都可以同耶稣基督一起去到天堂。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 to 10,
在哥林多后书五章一到十节那里，
Paul tells us about heaven,
保罗讲到天堂，
where the real life of true health, wealth, and prosperity is found.
只有在天堂里头，才会有真实的健康、财富和丰盛。
In Philippians chapter 1, verse 23, Paul basically tells us that he cannot wait to experience that real life of true health, wealth, and prosperity.
在腓立比书一章二十三节，保罗的意思就是说，他已经等不及要去享受那个真实的健康、财富和丰盛的生活。
And that anticipation kept him above everything that this life could throw at him.
只要有这个盼望，今世人临到他的所有事情，保罗都不介意。
As far as the believer in Jesus Christ is concerned, death does not scare us.
对于信耶稣基督的信徒来讲，死亡有什么好怕？
It is our release from the slums to the mansions.
死亡只不过是中国人声称的鸟枪换炮或者烂屋换豪宅的方法。
It is our transportation from disease to health.
死亡只不过是我们从疾病去到健康的交通工具。
It is our ticket from prison to freedom.
死亡是可以让我们从监狱里头被释放，是自由的出狱证。
Let me tell you a few things about the real life of health, wealth and prosperity.
让我告诉你听，有关真实的健康、真实的财富和真实丰盛的生活是怎样
的。The first thing Paul tells us, it is movingFrom the slums to the mansion.
保罗告诉我们听，第一点就是我们要从烂屋搬去豪宅。
And you find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 4.
你只需要看看哥林多后书五章一到四节就看到的了。
Paul contrasts our current bodies with future glorified bodies.
保罗以我们现在的身体和将来荣耀的身体做对比。
He said, if this one is a tent,then the future one is a mansion in comparison.
他说如果你现在住着帐篷的话，将来你要住的就是豪华的大宅。
Do you know what happens to a tent when it is out in the elements just for a few years?
你知不知道如果被一个帐篷摆去郊外放一段的日子之后会变成什么？
What begins to happen is that the pegs get loose and the ropes sag.
原来佢插喺地嘅嗰几条桩就会松啦，跟住佢条绳又会松啦。
The material begins to tear, and every time it rains, the tent leaks water.
布料就会开始破损啦，咁啊屋漏就兼逢连夜雨，一落雨就滴水啦。
It gets broken and tired.
越嚟越旧，越嚟越烂。
It gets angry and frustrated.
人就会变得越嚟越沮丧，越嚟越嬲。
It gets diseased and sick.
人会有病啊。
But one day I'm going to be evicted from this tent.
但系有一日，我哋要从呢座帐篷当中搬出嚟。
My soul will enter into a body that is solid and secure.
我哋嘅灵魂可以住入去一个安全稳妥嘅身体。
Now let me tell you what Paul is saying about this new body.
让我话俾你听，保罗系点样描述呢个新嘅身体嘅。
Sin will not buffet it.
罪恶再唔能够伤害佢。
Disease will not shake it.
疾病再唔能够动摇佢。
Fear cannot get anywhere near it.
恐惧冇办法靠近佢。
Limitations will not be part of it.
局限唔再系佢嘅朋友。
Sorrow will have no place in it.
里面再冇任何嘅忧伤。
It is a glorified body like that body of Jesus after the resurrection.
呢个复活嘅身体就系一个荣耀嘅身体，会好似耶稣基督复活之后嘅身体咁样嘅。
So death for the believer is an eviction from the slums to the mansion.
所以对于基督徒嚟讲，死亡就系让到我哋由烂屋搬豪宅啊。
Secondly, it's like moving from a long distance relationship with the Lord to having a face-to-face relationship with Him.
第二个变动呢，就系好似平时就同紧上帝打紧长途电话咁，依家就变到面对面咁样见到佢。
We see this in verses 5-8.
我哋可以从哥林多后书嘅五章第五到八节嗰度睇到嘅。
Verse 5 says,
让我哋睇下第五节。
Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose.
因为咁样，上帝系要去培植我哋啊。
And has given us the Spirit as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come.
上帝更加赐俾我哋圣灵，让到圣灵成为我哋嘅证据。
When believers get the new glorified body, it will be the fulfillment of God's purpose for them.
当基督徒得到崭新又荣耀嘅身体嘅时候，那个就系实现上帝为我哋设定目标嘅时候啦。
God's ultimate and complete purpose for the believer can only be fully fulfilled when we cross to the other side.
上帝为基督徒所计划嘅最高最完整嘅目的，就系只有当我哋去到永恒嘅彼岸嘅时候，先至能够彻底实现。
When we get out of this body and into our glorified body，
当我哋离开咗而家嘅身体，进入永恒荣耀嘅身体嘅时候
，God's purpose for all of you who have put your whole faith in His Son Jesus Christ。Is the ability to fellowship with Him face to face.
所有全心信靠上帝儿子耶稣基督嘅人，上帝对佢哋所存嘅心意就系让佢能够同上帝每日面对面相处。
Here and now in this life, the Holy Spirit confirms to us that we are God's possession.
喺呢一世人，喺而家呢一刻。圣灵是保证我们是属于上帝的。
But in heaven, we will see it fulfilled.
但是在天堂里面，我们将要亲眼见到这些东西的完全实现。
Here and now in this life, the Holy Spirit gives us glimpses of what it's like to fellowship with God.
在这一世人，在现在这一刻，圣灵让到我们看到少少，看到一眼，上帝和我们亲密相处的情况。
But in heaven, we will experience it firsthand.
但是当我们去到天堂的时候，我们就可以亲身感受和上帝那种亲密的相处。
And that, my friend, is the very secret for positive living.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，这件事就是我们积极生活的核心秘诀。
That's what verse 6 tells us.
这个就是第六节话给我们听的事。
That is why we are always of good courage.
第六节是说，我们时常都坦然无惧。
What does that mean?
坦然无惧是什么意思啊？
That means that you can look your physical problems in the eye and say, you cannot discourage me.
就是说当你身体有问题的时候，你可以正面跟个病讲话，病啊病，你不可以打冧我的。
And that is why you can look your financial problems in the eye and say, you cannot discourage me.
当你遇到经济困难的时候，你可以对着个银行户口说，你不可以打冧我的。
And that is why you can look at anything that troubles you and say, you cannot trouble me because I am on my way home to heaven.
因此当你面对每一个困难的时候，都可以说，我正在这里行着回天堂的道路上面，所以没人能够阻拦我。
Some of you might be asking, how then should the believer live in this life?
可能听到这些说话的时候，有人会问，这样究竟基督徒现在应该怎样生活呢？
In the light of all these glorious things that are awaiting us,
既然我们知道我们将来会有这么多荣耀的时候，究竟现在基督徒应该怎样生活呢？
Look with me at verses 9 and 10 of chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians.
如果要回应这个问题的时候，我想我们要看下哥林多后书五章九到十节。里面说，所以无论你是住在现在的身体里面或者离开了这个身体，我们都要立定志向，要得着上帝的喜悦。因为我们所有的人一定要在基督的台前面去显露出来，叫到所有人按照着自己所行的或善或恶去受到报应。
You notice the word ambition here, which is neutral.
你会留意到这里所讲的立了志向呢，这个词语是中性的。
There is good ambition and there is bad ambition.
Ambition 这个字呢，好听来讲就是志向，其实 ambition 另外一个意思就是野心。
There are selfish ambitions and selfless ambitions.
有一些是自私的愿望，也都有一些是无私的愿望。
If you place the word ambition next to the word pleasing God,
如果你将志向这个字放在、要得到主的喜悦这个词的旁边呢，
then ambition becomes desirable.
咁你嘅志向就成为咗你嘅心愿啦。
Holy，
圣洁嘅
；sanctified，
系纯正嘅
；and magnificent，
系尊贵嘅。
The question is not whether ambition is right or wrong。
个问题唔系个志向好唔好啊。
The question is what motivates your ambition。
而个问题就系你嘅动机系乜嘢
？A person who wants to be the leader of his or her company。Must ask the question why.
如果一个人想要成为一间公司的领导，他要问自己为什么要这样做。
The person who wants to make money must ask the question why.
一个人想赚钱，他都要问自己为什么要赚钱。
The person who wants to be an excellent student must ask why.
一个学生想要成为一个尖子，他都要问自己为什么。
Is it to please God or self?
是为了讨上帝的喜悦呢，还是为了自己的利益呢？
Is it to glorify God or self?
是为了荣耀上帝，还是为自己争光？
Is it to honor God or self?
是为了尊重上帝，还是去抬举自己呢？
Verse 10 gives us the reason.
第十节就话了给我们听其中的理由了。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
原来是因为我们所有人都要在耶稣基督的审判台前面显露出来。
What is that judgment seat of Christ?
什么是耶稣基督的审判台或者审判的座位呢？
Is it the judgment of God upon the believers?
是不是上帝要审判基督徒啊？
Will the believers stand before the judge to find out if they are guilty or innocent?
是不是要叫基督徒站在审判的座位前面说你有罪你没有罪这些判决呢？
Will believers be standing in trepidation to find out if they are going to heaven or hell?
基督徒会不会很惶恐地去等着哎呀要上天堂还是落地狱呢？
No, and a million times no.
不会，说一百万次都是不会。
The Bible said that the moment you accept the payment of Jesus Christ on the cross to be for you,
圣经话到一旦你接受了耶稣基督在十字架上面为你所付的赎价，
you escaped from judgment forevermore.
你不再需要受审判。
So what is this judgment seat of Christ we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10?
咁喺哥林多后书五章十节呢度，基督嘅座位究竟系讲乜嘢呢
？The original word bema here means a high set of stairs on the top of which there is a bench。
喺原文里头叫做 bema，bema 嘅意思呢就系话到喺好多级好高嘅楼梯上面仲有一张凳。
Every believer in Jesus Christ, when they get to heaven,They will walk up this set of stairs into heaven.
所有相信耶稣基督的信徒去到天堂之后都要行这些楼梯级的。
For what purpose?
啊，都要行楼梯级，为什么啊？
To receive the rewards.
原来要领受奖赏。
These rewards are dependent on how much of your life's purpose was to please the Lord.
颁发这些奖赏的根据就是在于你是不是以讨上帝喜悦作为你人生的目标呢？
This is not God announcing to all the other believers in heaven the sins in your life.
原来上帝不是要去在天堂上面告诉所有信徒你今生犯了这样罪那样罪。
No.
不是啊。
When the Bible said that we have escaped from judgment, it means just that.
圣经话俾我哋听，我哋已经脱离咗审判，就系脱离咗啦。
So appearing before this bema or this judgment seat of Christ is to get the reward that you will receive.
所以当你去到耶稣基督嘅审判嘅座位前面，你系要攞奖。
And your reward is going to be based on your motives as much as your actions.
颁奖嘅标准当然系根据你嘅行为同埋你行事嘅动机。
And so, my listening friend, I want you to remember this as we leave you today.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，当你今日离开我们的时候，希望你记住一样东
西。Is there going to be rewards for you in heaven when you stand before Christ?
你记得要问自己，就是说当你企到去耶稣基督的审判台前的时候，你有没有奖？
If you are in doubt, then start living this life for the life to come.
如果你不能够确定的话，你现在开始就要为了将来要来到的永恒而生活。
Sometimes some Christians are accused of being so heavenly minded that they are of no earthly good.
有些时候，人是会指责基督徒说，唉，你只是挂着想着天堂啦，你都不脚踏实地的。
The great thinker C.S. Lewis once said,
但是伟大的思想家鲁益斯曾经讲过，
Only those who are heavenly minded are of any earthly good.
只有心里面充满着天堂的人才能够脚踏实地。
It is my prayer that your focus will be on the real life to come.
我祈求上帝让到你在生命里头是可以定睛于将来一定要来临到永恒的生命上面。现在希望送上一首歌给你，这首歌叫做 Deep River， 是很深的河。这首歌讲什么呢？就是以前在美国做奴隶的黑人的一些民歌，他讲到虽然这一世身体是会衰败，虽然这一世是面对幽暗，将来约旦河必定会被渡过，我们要踏向光明。 过咗好深嘅河，你就能够走到去嗰个应许之地。约旦河好多时候喺基督教嘅历史里头都成为咗一个比喻，就系应许之地就喺对面啦。你只需要走过呢道河，你就得着上帝最宝贵嘅应许。我谂呢首歌咧，亦都系今日嘅节目嘅一个好好嘅回应。我哋将来将要得到奖赏啊！上帝嘅应许之地就系我哋嘅奖赏。我哋只要走过呢道约旦河，可能今日条河系深嘅，前路系灰暗嘅，但你知道条河可以过到噶嘛？呢、这个就系基督徒同其他人唔同嘅原因啊！希望你心存天堂，脚踏实地，喺度愿上帝赐福俾你。我哋下次嘅天路导向时间，再同大家分享积极生活嘅得力秘诀。再会。